This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The other day we talked about FTX. You guys remember that? Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF is what he calls himself. He's the former CEO of the now defunct company. And you know what the Democrats are doing? They're jumping ship. They're doing exactly what they did on COVID. They got the money. And now they're like, what are y'all talking about? As they wring their hands of the dastardly deeds. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Everybody that in this food chain is a Democrat. Every one of them. FTX was nothing but a joke. It was an idea. It was out of thin air. And you know what this guy did? I'm sure he's a brilliant guy. He went to MIT. You hear that? And you think, woo! Remember that woman who supposedly was going to invent the blood analyzer or whatever? They did I saw a documentary about her. A blood analyzer. It was going to be in every CVS and every Walgreens, and you just go in, it would test you and say, here's what you need, and then you go get your drugs or whatever. It was a scam. And you know who endorsed her? People like Bill Clinton. It was powerful. Democrats. I will give the Republicans a little bit of attaboys here. They're at least a little bit more circumspect in choosing the people they hang around with, like Harvey Weinstein as an example. See, when you see a Democrat and somebody that can generate power or money, or the perception of either, you will, I should say a person, not a Democrat. If you see a person that can generate those two things, you will find Democrats circling them like buzzards. They're ready to feed on the carcass. And that's exactly what's happened with this dude who started this firm called FTX, another crypto firm. His is going to be different. I talked about this the other day. Look, Bitcoin, I get it. There needed to be a currency that said, you know what, we'll support you. We'll build an ecosystem that allows you to do your business that the federal government doesn't want you to do. We'll build an ecosystem, and as long as there are no laws against it, we'll trade. I'll take your house, your car, your restaurant. One of our friends, he set up, his name is Travis, he and Pam ran a restaurant, and they had a Bitcoin machine. You could pay for your dinner with Bitcoin. And he was doing this when Bitcoin was like $2,000 a coin. Now, I don't know what it is, but it's more than that. Now, whatever's going on in the market, Bitcoin is still good. One of my buddies, he used to work for me, one of my videographers, he is a Bitcoin millionaire. And unlike FTX, people do believe in Bitcoin. But here's what's going on right now with FTX. Lobbyists who work for FTX and Guarding Against Pandemics, a nonprofit partially funded by SBF and run by his brother, Gabe Bankman-Fried, GBF, told NBC that they have severed ties with the cryptocurrency exchange after its collapse. So lobbyists who worked for FTX and Guarding Against Pandemics, in other words, worked for those brothers, have now gotten all the money they need to get, and they've done everything they needed to do on Capitol Hill, and now they're going, you know, it's time that we cut ties. FTX has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And as I reported the other day, SBF was stepping down as CEO after revelations of a liquidity crisis at the company. A liquidity crisis? What was liquid to begin with? FTX's stunning downfall was prompted. By the way, we're going to get into all the people who've invested in this thing, how they did it. See, this is what you have to beware of when I get to that part. But they said, including the Biden White House, this prompted Washington lawmakers, including Biden, to more closely scrutinize the company and industry at large. Now, let me tell you what's going on. Biden's going to pretend, we didn't know this guy was not able to liquidate and he was crooked. So that's number one. I didn't know that he was crooked and that, you know, and Hunter has nothing to do with this. Hunter is nowhere near this thing. Don't be surprised if you find out Hunter's involved. But now they're going to scrutinize the industry. Because, see, the federal government's been wanting to get into this. Because they can't monitor crypto. They can tell you, you got to report gold. They can get your credit cards and tell where you've eaten your various meals and things like that. But they don't like it when you have cash or when you're doing crypto. So they go on to say the moves by some in Washington to distance themselves from FTX followed a broader push by the company and key executives to ingratiate themselves with policymakers. See, this is what leftists do. They figured it out. They say, start something up and start throwing money around. This is Schindler's List. Except there is no war. Not in the classic sense. The war they're trying to fight against is against us. So they throw money at these leftists who are all too happy to take it. And these leftists go, woo, give me the money. I'll get you whatever you want. Man, I'll get you, what do you, you name it. Trust me, you're not going to see a lot of Republican names on here, but you'll see some Democrats. They go on the article, Bankman-Fried became known as a crypto darling in Washington as he gave more than $39 million to candidates and committees in the 2022 midterm elections. They got this data from Open Secrets. Ryan Salome, the co-CEO of FTX Digital Markets, gave more than $23 million during the same election cycle. These guys were buying influence. End of story. Why do you think Zuckerberg is always up there rubbing elbows with these people? So they can let him have Section 230 where you can't sue him. So they say they were trying to gain a toehold in Washington. But now it appears it's crashing to a halt. Surprise, surprise. When the money goes away, so do the Democrats. And let me tell you, SBF and his brother GBF are going to find out. When you run out of money, you run out of clout with the Democrats. And there's going to be hell to pay. Short break, folks. We'll be back. Keep going.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
FTX is a perfect metaphor for the Democrats. Perfect. Guys that have nothing, smoke and mirrors. They go in, they buy influence. Everybody goes, ooh, look at the new darlings, right? They're giving away all this money, fake money. Funny money that I'll show you. I'll show you how they generated it. It is Schindler's List without the real war. It's a war on conservatives, a war on Republicans. And the Democrats are all too happy to participate. Give me the money, I'll give you the influence. And that's what they've done. This is a story I'm reading. Goes on to talk about some of the Democrats. It says, after Bankman-Fried donated $2,900 to the campaign of Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat out of Illinois this year, an aide for the number two Senate Democrat told CNBC on Monday that the contribution will, quote, be donated to an appropriate charity. See, now they can partition the money. When it was good money and they got their $2,900, it was no big deal. So he's going to give the $2,900 back. But let me tell you what he's not going to give back. The Democrats are not going to give back the $39 million that was donated to some PAC that supported multiple campaigns. Nor are they going to give back the $23 million that the partner, the co-founder of FTX Digital Systems, gave to Democrats. Do the math. $62 million is not going to get given back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You're going to love more of this story, I swear. Interdependencies, the intricacies, that's what I was looking for. The intricacies of these relationships is amazing. The brother of this guy sits on a financial committee. I'll get to it, but you're going to crack up when you hear what he's about, what his brother was doing with the Democrats. But let me tell you what Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, she says, who saw a combined $16,600 from Bankman-Friedman go to her campaign and joint fundraising committee this year, is planning to donate the funds to Arriva. So she can take out the money that they gave and give that back too. Anyway, Arriva is a Bronx-based nonprofit that aims to promote individual wealth and economic development in low to moderate income communities. In other words, it's a scam. Most likely. So Gillibrand is co-sponsor, get this, of the Responsible Financial Innovation Act, which, if passed, would classify digital assets as commodities like wheat or oil and empower the Commodities Future Trading Commission to rein in the industry. So you wonder why they were giving money to her? Because she was going to let them pull a Zuckerberg, pull a Facebook. Don't worry. We got you. Senator Cynthia Lummis, a Republican out of Wyoming, is another co-sponsor of the legislation. I don't know if she's like a Liz Cheney, but who knows? Here's another one. Former Eliora Katz, former aide to Republican Senator Pat Toomey, was listed on disclosure reports as FTX's sole in-house lobbyist. No longer works at the company, according to a person familiar with the matter. So if you want to understand the Republicans and the Democrats and the rhinos, and because let me tell you, true conservatives would have smelled this a mile away. I had somebody come up to me and go, hey, you want to do a crypto deal with me? And I go, what are you going to back it with? Oh, well, it doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. I go, it matters. It matters to me. Anyway, they don't know whether she left, if she resigned, or if she was fired from the job. They say lobbying disclosure reports show that FTX spent $540,000 on in-house lobbying in the second and third quarters of this year combined. FTX lists Katz as working for the company on the third quarter lobbying disclosure, which includes July through September. I bet she made a bunch of money. Now, who's going to be paying it off? Taxpayers. Some of the people in this story, you ready? Declined to be named to speak about private matters. An email to Katz's FTX address bounced back. Conway Graves Group, a lobbying shop run by ex-GOP rep Mike Conaway of Texas and his former chief of staff, also stopped working for FTX last week as the company neared its bankruptcy announcement. So, Republicans, Democrats, are these staunch Republicans? Can't say that they are. Because as I said, a true Republican, a true conservative, would stay away from this. Anyway, Graves said this, Scott Graves. Our relationship with FTX was terminated early last week. We will not be representing FTX in any capacity moving forward. But, I'm going to go ahead and add this piece that he didn't write. But, we were happy to take their money while things were going well. So, as I said, rats are jumping ship. I don't know. A lot of Democrats, let me tell you this. The big money was being spent with Democrats. The big money. $39 million, $23 million from two different people, co-founders of FTX. The overwhelming majority of that money went to Democrats. And any Republican that was working on this was merely, I'm going to say this, and there may be more, right? But it was meant to cover your bases. It's like Donald Trump. He would give a little bit of money to the Democrats and not a ton to the Republicans, but he gave more to Republicans. He was making sure nobody could say he's not donating. Now, as far as the guy with his kind of coin is concerned, he was very cheap. But, you know, he didn't need a whole lot of money to buy off of these politicians. You don't need a bunch of money. They're pennies on the dollar. Going on, they say this. At least three trade groups are no longer representing FTX. Get this, you're going to love this. The Chamber of Progress. Not the Chamber of Commerce, but the Chamber of Progress. You should know what that is, right? The Chamber of Progress. Which lists crypto partners such as Blockchain and Ripple on its website, is no longer working with FTX, according to a person briefed on the matter. Well, I'm not shocked because FTX is no longer in existence. The Association for Digital Assets Markets, a crypto advocacy group run by industry advocate Michelle Bond, has removed all noticeable traces of FTX from its website. Bond, who is reportedly close with Salome, ran a failed Republican primary campaign for a New York House seat. I'm amazed at how many, using my finger quotes, Republicans there are in this little sordid tale. Makes you wonder what a Republican really is, doesn't it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A stray air defense missile suspected to be launched by Ukraine landed in Polish farmland on Tuesday. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Russia is to blame, even though they may not have set off the missile.
The world knows that Russia bears ultimate responsibility for this incident.
After receiving a challenge from Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell has been reelected as the Republican leader, even after the party says it underperformed during the midterm elections. Senator Mitch McConnell says he's not mad at the challenge, as anyone within the Senate is allowed to be the Republican leader.
I'm not in any way offended by having an opponent or having a few votes in opposition.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats steal. They're like locusts. They fly in, they get what they need, they rape, you know, the pillage, they raid the crop, and they take off. And that's what they're doing to this FTX company, and it's a perfect example. What do they do in the midterms? They come in, they lie, they cheat, they steal, and they're gone. Off and running again. The problem is, these types of things are going to haunt them. And the reason why I'm talking about it is because I want you to bring it up. Oh, Kevin, you've been talking about a bunch of Republicans. No, I've been talking about a bunch of so-called Republicans. These are leftists. Don't get fooled by the titles. These are leftists. You know who's benefiting? These firms benefit, but who are they pursuing? The Dick Durbins and the Kirsten Hildebrands? Two Democrat senators, and by the way, there's more. What they do is they cover their bases. They go, let's make sure we have enough Republicans so people can't say it's partisan. The Association for Digital Assets Markets, a crypto advocacy run by industry advocate Michelle Bond, has removed all noticeable traces of FTX from its website. Bond, who is reportedly close with Salome, ran a failed Republican primary campaign for a New York House seat. That's where I left off last segment. It was announced in February that FTX and FTX US were joining the group's board of directors. This was at the Association for the Digital Assets Market. An archived version of the group's website shows Ryan Miller, FTX US's general counsel, and Mark Wedgen, the company's head of policy and regulatory strategy, were listed among the trade group's board members. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Wedgen was a Commodities Future Trading Commission commissioner under former President Barack Obama. A spokesman for the crypto trade group told CNBC that on Thursday, Adam removed FTX.com and FTX.us from its membership. The group added that the removal stemmed from the recently discovered fraudulent behavior by FTX. Oh, they didn't detect any fraud up to that point. No. It must have just been, fraud that you could buy your way out of, maybe? CoinDesk reported that FTX resigned from the Crypto Council for Innovation, a separate crypto industry trade group. There are lots of trade groups associated with crypto, aren't there? All these trade groups, smoke and mirrors. No value, no real value. So let me just put it this way. If somebody comes up and they say, look, I've got a million crypto coins and I'll sell them for a buck. And you go, what is it underwritten for by? What's the currency? Well, we have 3 million in assets. So for every coin I buy, I technically have $3. Right. Yeah. They're all invested in vintage Ferraris. You know, one vintage Ferrari. So if you say this Ferrari's worth $3 million at auction in a fire sale, I got a million coins, then each of those coins is worth $3. If you're getting anything under $3, it's worth the time and the energy. Maybe. If you're going to buy two coins, no. If you're going to buy 200,000 coins, yes. It's worth it. But if it's not backed by something where people say, yep, I'll trade you for that, it's worthless. They said the health nonprofit, this is CoinDesk, partially bankrolled by Bankman-Fried and run by his brother, has also lost some ties to Washington. So these guys set up their own crypto industry trade group and pretended that that's got some, gravitas, is that the right word? Guarding Against Pandemics, a 501c4 that advocates for public investments to prevent the next COVID-19 pandemic, lost the Ridge Policy Group as one of its lobbyists, the firm told CNBC. The lobbying group is led by former Secretary of Homeland Security Tom Ridge. Guarding Against Pandemics, Tom Ridge, who works for George Bush, used to work for George Bush, and he's over this thing. And what does the next COVID pandemic have to do with cryptocurrency? Not much. Ridge Policy Group no longer represents Guarding Against Pandemics, Pamela Curtis Sherman, the firm's chief administrative officer, told CNBC. Sherman did not say when the decision was made or why the two severed ties. Well, let me tell you when it was. It was when the cake hit the fan, whatever day that was, when the cake hit the fan, and when these guys figured out there was no more money in the money pit. That's when it ended. But the announcement, they say, comes after the nonprofit appeared to distance itself from Bankman-Fried and his brother. As of Monday afternoon, Guarding Against Pandemics had wiped its website's About section. The Internet Archive Wayback Machine shows that the About section once noted Bankman-Fried as a donor, listed Gabe Bankman-Fried as a founder and director. The nonprofit did not respond to repeated requests for comment. And you're not surprised, I know, right? Even before FTX crashed, the nonprofit lost another lobbying firm, Ogilvy Government Relations. If you wonder where all this money goes in D.C., I'm telling it to you right now. Gordon Taylor, a principal at the firm, said in a brief interview that its contract with Guardian Against Pandemics ended in late October and was not renewed. It's unclear why they didn't renew the contract, is what they write. But what we know is it's very clear why they didn't do it. So Washington has gotten the memo. All the K Street lobbying firms are going, oh, not us. Oh, no, no, no. We're squeaky clean. Look on our website. It doesn't exist. Well, let's keep on going here. The brother of FTX's CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF, is a former legislative correspondent for Democratic Congressman Sam Casten, who serves on the House Financial Services Committee and its subcommittees involved in investor protection and consumer protection. So they said Rep. Casten has also participated in congressional hearings featuring SBF, though he failed to ask the CEO of the now bankrupt cryptocurrency platform any questions. But it gets better, folks. It gets better. See, they didn't want to report this affiliation between the brother of the former FTX CEO and Representative Kasten, because SBF donated the $40 million to the Democrats during this 2020 midterm election cycle, as we all know. Congressional records reveal that Gabe Bankman-Fried worked in Representative Kasten's office for a period of 2 years, from January of 2019 to February of 2021. His LinkedIn profile confirms this employment. So, look, can you show more collusion? Can you show any more pay to play? What's going to happen here? The Democrats are like, oh, Durbin says, we gave back our $2,900. Kirsten Gillibrand says, no, we gave back our $16,600. But you know what? The Democrats aren't going to give back the millions. $39 million by SBF and $23 million by GBF to the Democrats. And they're going to pretend it didn't happen. They're going to act like, oh, well, I don't understand why the Republicans are making such a big deal about it. Yeah, why would we be making such a big deal about it? They said, Kasten's is a member of the House Financial Services Committee and serves on the subcommittee on investor protection, entrepreneurship, capital markets, the subcommittee on consumer protection and financial institutions, and the task force on artificial intelligence. This guy's got his finger in a lot of high-tech pies. And you know what those guys did? They targeted him. Don't ask me. I don't know how much money he got. But I can guarantee you there are people on the Hill, and he's going, you know, I'm the one that brought in those Fried brothers. I brought them in. They said his role gave him considerable influence over the House's approach to cryptocurrency and financial tech regulations, with many speculating that the lax regulations for the industry contributed to the fall of FTX. He participated in the hearing that had the members of the crypto CEOs. Surprised?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
FTX symbolizes all that is wrong in politics, all that is wrong with leftism. And we've been talking about it this hour because it's a metaphor for all the things that we've gone through. It's a metaphor for cheating in elections. It's a metaphor for cheating in business. It's a metaphor for how politics works. On both sides, by the way, but certainly by leftists. And see, when I say both sides, I'm talking Republicans and Democrats. But one thing is true of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you are a crook, you are a leftist. Because those on the right were on the right for a reason. We're on the side of righteousness. We're not looking for an easy way out. We're not looking for a job, you know, that's going to pay us forever if we do no work. We want what's due us. Democrats and leftists and some rhino Republicans don't want this, and they're willing to cheat you out of it. Anyway, FTX has gone under. The guy who put it all together, he calls himself SBF. And he's an MIT guy who snowed a bunch of people into investing in a cryptocurrency. But you know how he did it? He used celebrities. I alluded to it early on. He took the Schindler's List. What's his name? I forget his first name, but Schindler. Who took all these German Nazi guys, and he would go to events and he'd picture himself with the highest ranking Nazis, and then he'd send it to the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. And people were like, who is this Oskar Schindler? And they go, oh, he's an amazing guy. He's a great businessman and this, that. And the guy spent every dime he had cultivating these high ranking Nazis. What I'm asking you, what's the difference? What do you think this guy's doing? He's cultivating high-ranking Nazis. Oh, Kevin, don't go calling the Democrats Nazis. What would you call them? What would you call somebody who locked you down, forced you to get a vaccine, embarrassed you by not getting it, threatened to not let you get health care, threatened to not let you travel, saying that you were going to need a vaccination card, and what was the outcome? Somebody remind me. What was the outcome? Are we all dead? Wasn't COVID supposed to kill us all? So these people are insane. So FTX files for bankruptcy after users discovered that firms controlled by Sam Bankman-Fried, the 30-year-old founder of FTX, were likely fraudulently intertwined. The guy went from maintaining what they said was a $15.6 billion net worth to having no material wealth virtually overnight. This was according to Bloomberg. He just sold a $40 million chalet in somewhere, Switzerland or somewhere. They said, among other aggressive marketing efforts, FTX had solicited a number of, you ready for it? Professional athletes to participate in advertisements featuring the exchange platform. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady and his supermodel, now ex-wife, Giselle. They were brand ambassadors. They held equity stakes in FTX and probably thought they had made a fortune. Golden State Warriors player, vapid Democrat, Steph Curry, ambassador for the company, given shares. This was from MarketWatch. You can go look this stuff up. Jacksonville quarterback Trevor Lawrence agreed to a multi-year sponsorship contract with FTX. He would receive cryptocurrency as part of his signing bonus. He's using phony. He might as well give him monopoly money. The company also signed deals, get this, to become the official cryptocurrency exchange partner of Major League Baseball and paid to call the Miami Heat's home court the FTX Arena until at least 2040. And you know what he used? Other people's money. Blockfolio, a subsidiary of FTX, became a sponsor of Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy's retail investing show, Davey Day Trader Global. And according to Portnoy, the company was their biggest client ever. Influencer and athlete Logan Paul partnered with FTX ahead of his fight with Floyd Mayweather, while comedian Larry David appeared in a Super Bowl commercial for FTX earlier this year. Los Angeles Angels pitcher and outfielder Shohei Ohtani became a global ambassador for the company at the end of last year and received all of his compensation in equity and cryptocurrencies. You can find a press release on that. Other ambassadors included basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal, celebrity investor Kevin O'Leary, retired baseball player David Ortiz, tennis star Naomi Osaka. You can find out this detail in the Wall Street Journal. I want you to just stop for a second and think of the money that this guy raised by using phony money. to give to these celebrities. I'll give you some crypto. And they all bit. Who else is in it? Oh, Shaq is in it? So Naomi Osaka goes, oh, absolutely. Shaq is in it? So go for it. He gets social media influencers, people that really don't have, I mean, Jake Paul. Jake Paul is a journeyman boxer who's challenging essentially non-athletes to fight, or people way past their prime, and he's arranging these fights, making millions of dollars. He's built up, I mean, look, I'm not hating on him. What a racket. And then he gets paid in crypto, so then he goes out and hawks, and everybody's like, oh, Jake Paul's in it. Well, man, he's a mover and a shaker. Look at what he's doing. This guy's making hundreds of millions of dollars with fights that nobody would pay to see if they were organized in the regular way. I'm not mad at him, though. I'm not. They said, at least some celebrities were wide enough to avoid FTX and Bankman-Fried, as revealed in messages between Elon Musk and investment banker Michael Grimes. The purported wunderkind had expressed interest in joining the world's richest man as he acquired social media company Twitter. So what's the leftist technique here? Glom on to the hottest thing going. Elon Musk, and there are two of them, Elon Musk and the purchase of Twitter. You couldn't get any bigger than that, man. Glom on. And that's what he did, or wanted to do. But Elon Musk was smart enough to say, nah, it's okay. Here's what they said. Once the cryptocurrency exchange fizzled, Musk confirmed on social media that he had never trusted Bankman-Fried. He set off my BS detector, Musk said, which is why I did not think he had $3 billion. Bankman-Fried, a self-proclaimed effective altruist, contributed, and this is we're rehashing here, nearly $39 million to support Democrats in the recent midterm elections, which occurred days before his company imploded. He had been preparing to spend as much as $1 billion during the 2024 election cycle to keep the Democratic Party in control of the White House. Shim Sham artist, Flim Flam artist, is that what they call him? Shim Sham or Flim Flam? I think it's Flim Flam. He's a fraud. Elon Musk smelled him out. You can bet there were Democrats who sniffed him out too, but you know what they did? They took his money anyway. You notice, nowhere in the hour that we've spent on this story as a metaphor for leftism have you seen anybody say, all those other Democrats, the $39 billion and the $23 billion, $39 million and the $23 million, $62 million that he gave to Democrats, mostly the super PACs, you can bet, big money, they didn't give back. They aren't even thinking of giving it back. Oh, they'll give back the $2,900, symbolically so. They're not giving back the other stuff. So, this is a cautionary tale. The Democrats tell you they want big money out of politics. And then they do this. You believe them? Because I can give you a litany of things the Democrats have said, and then I can show you what they've done. And this is a perfect example. You think this guy passed anybody's sniff test? Look, I've got multiple companies. You should see the due diligence I have to go through to get somebody to invest $100,000 or a couple hundred thousand dollars. It's insane. And this guy had nothing to show for it. Nothing. Smoke and mirrors. That's all he brought. But when the Democrats sniff that if they support him, he can get that money, they will move mountains to get their cut. And that's exactly what they did. People should go to prison for this, for allowing this to happen. Truly.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.